This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 16th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, by the process of budget reconciliation and on a party-line vote, the House Ag Committee delivered some improved farm safety net provisions outside the traditional farm bill markup. Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers, says he doesn't like the farm versus fuel debate, but says the SNAP program funds are tied to inflation, while farm programs ultimately are not.
The NOG has always supported SNAP, but the fact that they are indexed towards the cost of operation and cost of living and things along those lines does mean that that program gets plussed up as well as your benefits. And when you look at the farm safety net, we have not really changed reference prices at all since 2002. Yes, it does have an escalator in there, but when you just look since 2018 to now, how much the cost of production has gone up, clearly that safety net has not kept up, and you can only stress farmers over so many years where they are not turning a profit from the market before we're going to see considerable consolidation.
Gould says there are provisions in the Ag Committee's bill that wheat growers have asked for.
The current bill that we're operating under just simply does not meet the need of our growers. And so if the only way we are going to be able to move pieces of the farm bill so that it accurately reflects and supports and provides risk management for wheat growers is through reconciliation, then that's what we're going to have to do.
Gould also says there are other important issues that still have no immediate means to be addressed.
There's some things that don't fit in reconciliation, like Fair and Labeling Act, or to making sure that FFRA is being implemented and recognized for the federal law that it is for state preemption, and also looking at food aid and how much of the commodities go into that program. So there's some other important things that we were not able to consider during reconciliation. And so we'll have to figure out how to keep the good things in there moving forward as it goes through the budget process. But then how do we get the orphan or left out items that NOG supports across that finish line?
Last week, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson said he hoped for attention to other ag issues later in the year. Gould wonders if there's the political will to accomplish that task.
Is the constituency base large enough to move a bill through two chambers and to the president with those items? And I definitely think out of the Ag Committee under Chairman Thompson's leadership and Ranking Member Craig's, absolutely. But do I think that there's enough to get it across the House and Senate floor? I don't know.
Chandler Gould is the AgriPulse open mic guest for the week ahead. That full program posts Sunday afternoon and will be available all next week at AgriPulse.com. Well, American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland testified before the Senate Finance Committee this week in Washington. Ragland says global market access is critical to soybean farmers. He is hoping for a more level playing field.
We've got to have a level playing field or we won't be competitive. That was the message we were hearing from all industries, from the rare earths, from the semiconductor industry, from the medical supplies industry. We were all talking the same things. We have the same concerns. We need a level playing field. We need there to not be obstacles in our way that make us uncompetitive.
Ragland says the tariff war is not making life any easier for life on the farm or for business in the nation.
This trade war is so far-reaching and impacts so many things, and the secondary effects, it just goes on, and the trickle down. Sometimes we don't fully realize that when there's just so many things reacting. And when you put all that uncertainty out in the market, it trickles down, and folks get cautious. They are less likely to buy. They're less likely to invest in their businesses. They're less likely to take that risk when there's uncertainty on top of the normal risk already involved, whether that be in agriculture or any other industries.
Finally, Ragland says ASA was certainly pleased to see an extension of the 45Z tax credit for renewable fuel in the Ways and Means Committee this week. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Trade, taxes, labor, and farm bill. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these priorities and more. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.